Sis, when everything feels urgent, it can be hard to hear God clearly. So many women who love God and carry a lot feel pressure to respond to everything, fix everything, and decide everything all at once. But not everything urgent is important, and not every open door is an assignment. Today, we're slowing down to talk about how to discern your season and move with wisdom instead of pressure. Let's go. Hey sis, are you ready to reclaim your identity and unblock the purpose of your life? If so, you are in the right place. This is a faith-centered space for women who love God, carry a lot, and are craving more clarity, peace, and intention in their everyday lives. I'm Jada, certified life and success coach, wife, mama bear of three, and daughter of God. And here we have honest conversations about identity, boundaries, rhythms, emotional healing, and what it looks like to truly walk with God in real life. Not just in theory. The time is now. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us, but I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of Unblocking Your Purpose. I am your host, your friend, your sister, your girl, Jada, and I am so excited to have you here as always. Whether you are listening to me in your ear or if you are checking me out and seeing my face on the YouTube channel, welcome and thank you for your time, for letting me just like be in your ear. So if you have been following along so far, we are in episode number 3 of this season, and just really wanting us to take hold of who we are, whose we are, how we have always done things, right? We're going into a new year. We're doing all the things we want to improve and change and, you know, a new version of ourselves. And a lot of times that makes us feel overwhelmed. And so we've talked about that. Feeling overwhelmed, feeling like we have to be what everybody wants us to be, what society wants us to be. It's a new year, so we have to have all these goals. And so we've been taking time to kind of pull back a little bit to say, okay, is this really serving me? Going and asking where he wants us to be, what he wants us to do. And then last week we touched on being in alignment, because a lot of times things that we want to take on, which is not a bad thing to have dreams, goals, wishes, all those things. But sometimes if we are doing them out of our own works, then we may be missing the mark. And then that leads to us being overwhelmed and being burnt out and being discouraged and all of the things. So we've been talking about that. And then the last episode, you know, we were like, okay, maybe if we go and ask first where we should be and what we should be doing, then maybe it's alignment that we need to be focused on, right? Aligning with what he has for us, which he puts the desires in our hearts, right? And so if things are coming up, and I say this all the time, if things are coming up for you, then they need to come out. You need to take time to pray on them and to maybe flesh them out and maybe take steps toward that, because it is placed there for a reason. And most likely because he's put it there. But we then have to make sure, like, okay, Lord, where are you sending me with this? What do you need me to do with this? So, you know, the assignments that we're getting may be in alignment with what we want, but are they in line with what he wants? So sometimes the overwhelm comes because we are not in alignment. So this week, I want to touch a little bit more on discernment. Why? Because one, I think as we're growing our faith, growing in what he wants us to do, growing in who he wants us to be, it is so imperative that we take hold of really seeing things the way he sees them, seeing things so that we are making the right steps, the right choices, hearing from him, hearing from the Holy Spirit who's within us, right? To make sure that we are in alignment with his goals and his plans and our goals, really. So I wanted to kind of touch on discernment. It's something that I think a lot of women you know, a lot of Christians, we're like, give me more discernment, give me more wisdom. And we do. We need that. So I'm going to start earlier with the verse this week. It is coming from James chapter 1, verse 5, and it's from the NLT translation. And it says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. So are we asking? Are we, and it's not like, oh, are you asking the right question? No. Are you asking? Are you taking time to go to him and, hey, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Hey, Lord, this is what I want to do, but is this where you have me going? He will answer us if we ask. And so I'm not saying that we don't have our part to do and we have to, you know, follow those ordered steps and to do all the things that he's called us to do. But I'm saying we need to make sure that we're asking for that wisdom. We're asking for that discernment. We're not only asking, but then we're also being quiet so that we can hear and see. And I've had moments where I'm like, that's interesting. That seemed to kind of come out the blue, right? Or I'll hear something, like I'll hear the same thing from different parts of my life, from different people in my life that really don't have any connection to each other, but they're saying the same thing. Or like I might hear a sermon from my church and then I'm listening to a couple of others on, you know, YouTube, and I'm hearing the same theme. And sometimes, I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm like, do they have like a do they have a Rolodex of subjects they're going through? But then I'm like, no, it's just really kind of like confirming what it is he has put into me. And maybe I didn't sit down or I wasn't quiet enough to hear. And so then things will start showing up. And I believe, you know, that is a way that discernment works. We know and we'll have a feeling, we'll have a knowing, but then our brains get in the way or it doesn't align with what we want, right? And so then we're moving out a different way. So really taking hold of like, guide me. Show me. There are no, he's not hiding things from us, right? If we want to know, he will show them to us. So I am going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge me for us to, as my husband likes to say, go slow to go fast, right? Slowing it down, taking intentional time so that we can hear, asking. And then maybe we don't even know the question to ask. So we're just like, Lord, just please show me. I had a mentor when I was newly in my military career, and she would say, you know, sometimes she would just pray and say, Lord, just make it as clear as the nose on my face. And I would use that, and I still use that. Like, just make it clear. Just, you know, dumb it down for me. I have a coach in my AI stuff that I'm doing, and she's like, you know, ask or try to articulate things like you're talking to a kindergartner. And, you know, I have two of those in my house, right? So I try to like, just like slow it down. And maybe that's the way that we go to God. And we're just like, you know, yes, I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm everything you've made me to be, but I want to get it. So please just make it where it's plain as the nose on my face, or make it as clear as talking to my five-year-old, my little kindergartner, right? So we do want to go to him, and in asking and in listening and then in obeying, I think that it's going to allow us to be even more available to hear and to get that discernment, right? So I think a lot of times we feel like everything is a priority. Am I the only one? Okay, don't raise your hand. I'm raising mine if you're seeing me. Everything feels like it's a priority. So if everything, I remember saying this when I worked, like if everything's a priority, then nothing is a priority, because not everything can be number one, right? But do you have these moments where you're like, I have to do this and do this and do this and do this? And like sometimes because it feels urgent, because we've put that pressure on ourselves, we make it feel like it's important. And I think in those times, as busy women, as, you know, wives, as mothers, as corporate climbers, as maybe you're staying at home, as entrepreneur, as we are trying to do all the things, because we are talented and we are gifted, but because we make everything seem important, then we feel like we have this urgency, and then we're just spinning. And then are we really in alignment? Are we really doing what we're supposed to do? Are we in the position that he wants us to be in? Because we're trying to make everything work. And then we're back in our works instead of doing what he's called us to do. Let me know if you're picking up what I'm putting down, okay? Because we're making everything just so urgent when we probably need to just take a beat, take a breath, and go to him and be like, okay, Lord, here's my list. Here are all my things. I'm coming to you. Please help me to discern what you really need me to do. Help me, give me the wisdom so I can really prioritize and get after what is going to move the needle for you. How am I serving you? Because when we are looking to him and doing what he's called us to do, he's going to add on the other things. You know what I'm saying? So when everything feels urgent, it doesn't mean that it's important. So I think we have to allow ourselves space to say, okay, yeah, here are the things, but let me really take a moment so I can get after those things that really need my attention right now, or need my focus, or where he needs me to be. And then we can start working from that. And a lot of times, because we are in that mode of like, I have to do all this stuff. I gotta go. It really blocks our discernment, right? Because we're so focused on this instead of hearing where we should be. So we have to make sure that what may seem urgent and important, is it really in alignment and where we're supposed to be? And is it blocking us from hearing from him? Is it blocking us from the Holy Ghost being able to poke at us and be like, hey, daughter, go over here. Say no. It's okay. It's a sentence. It's a whole word. It's okay. You can say no. I got you, right? So we have to make sure that the noise from the urgency is not blocking out us hearing from the one that knows where we're supposed to go, the one that goes ahead of us as we go and follow in those steps. Okay. We have to remember that just, and this is for me. I mean, I hope it's for you too. Well, I hope it is and I hope it's not. Stick with me. So having to understand that being busy does not mean that I'm being called, right? So my family can say, hey, I have all this stuff. Can you help me? My job can be like, hey, I have all this stuff. Can you help me? My friends may be like, I have a problem. Can you help me? We can have all of these things. And so then we're wrapped up and we're like, oh, I'm so important. Oh, I'm so needed, which you probably are. We are, but we're so busy doing that, that we then mistake that as our calling, that we're being called over here because we're so busy doing all of these tasks, right? That have taken us off course of really where we're probably called to be. So we have to make sure that we are, again, praying for that wisdom, praying for that discernment, praying for like, hey, make it clear so I know where I am really supposed to invest my time, my talent, my treasure, my energy, my emotions, making sure that we are getting like the return, you know, return on investment of all of those things. Plus it is actually in alignment and going in the way that he wants us to go. Hopefully that makes sense. It's interesting. I've had moments where I am like just so overwhelmed and I'm just trying to do all the things and be everything for everybody and everything. And then when I finally put a boundary in, and not so much as like to be, I'm not putting boundaries, and you should not be putting boundaries because you're trying to punish anybody else or stop anybody else. No, the boundary is really for you. For you to be like, I got to protect my peace. I have to protect my space. I have to protect my, you know, my abilities and things that I can do. So the boundary is really for us to just protect that so that we are able to do what we are supposed to be doing, right? So in those moments when I've had those glimpses of like, okay, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I've said no, and I'm okay with saying no, that there's a peace. And I know that's a peace only God can give me. And so when we get that, when you have those moments, and it may not be all the time, but the more that you start working in asking and going in the steps that he has, I think you will start to feel that more. So when we have his peace, then it not only confirms that we're doing what we're supposed to do, but we're back in that alignment. And now our efforts are really probably producing the results that we want to see. So when we are getting our discernment, when we are getting the wisdom, when we are getting that clarity of focus of where we should be going, then that is going to protect our energy and give us peace. And then we are walking in obedience. And then as you're doing that more and more, then my prayer for you and for me is that then we're in alignment with him. Our efforts are being rewarded and we are not overwhelmed. We don't have the anxiety. We are just flowing, right? So kind of going back to the flow and being in our feminine energy and yes, putting in that effort and putting in that time, but because we're now knowing where we're supposed to be and going and doing those things, then we are just more at peace. And we're more in the posture to do what he has us, you know, what he wants us to do. We are now in position. So when other people look at you and they're like, I know you're doing a whole lot, but you still seem to be good. You still seem to be coming from a place of peace, and you have your story. You have your testimony, because with him, through him, we were able to do all these things. And then we get to give him all the glory, right? We get to benefit too, because he's going to be like, here are your blessings. Here you go. You were obedient. You did what I needed you to do, what I wanted you, what I called you to do. And now here is my abundant overflow for you now to be filled up. We talked about this last season. Yes, we can't pour from an empty cup, but we want to actually be pouring into other people from our overflow. So when we have discernment, when we are walking the way that we're supposed to, not only are we being filled personally, but we are now overflowing, and that is what is going to touch other people. That is what is going to help us to win people to the kingdom. That is what's going to allow other people to say, wow, I see you doing it, and I want to know how you do that. And then we get them filled, so they're overflowing, okay? So really and truly, it's just a time for us as we're building and going into this new year, right? Let's think about it. Like, what feels urgent to you right now? What feels urgent that you're like, nope, that's a priority? That you can, not that you can't, that you need to go and ask, hey, is this mine to carry right now? Do I need to hold on to this? Is this where my energy and my focus should be? Get that answer so you know if you should move forward with that, right? Where may you be reacting instead of discerning? Meaning, what are the things that maybe, again, out of obligation versus obedience, are you feeling like you're having to do these things versus knowing you should be doing these things? Are you doing them because you want to do them? Are you doing them because someone has voluntold you to do it? But where are you being reactive and doing out of obligation versus knowing, yes, this is mine to take on and to take care of? And what might it look like, again, to just slow down before we're going into action? You know, we talked about that. Are we asking, Lord, is this where you want me to be? Is this what you want me to do? Where do you want me to be? What do you want me to be doing? Remember, we're saying, like, if we're asking on the front end before we start running with this, then it will help us to feel a little less burdened. It'll have us feeling like we're running our race that we're supposed to actually be running. And then I would also challenge you to think about, what can wait without consequences? Again, we think everything is so urgent. It has to be done right now. Everything is important. But what is one thing, even right now, over this next week, what is one thing that you may have thought was urgent, but if it didn't get done, it would be okay, and you're not going to be faced with a lot of consequences? Take that, and let's start slow. We have to crawl before we walk and walk before we run, but we have to start. And any little small step forward is going to lead us to where we want to be. So that is what I want to leave you with. Those questions will be in the show notes in case you're running around while I'm talking to you or whatever. But I really challenge you to take time to journal that out. And remember, I have a journal. If you need a space to write, I can definitely help you with that. Or just get a notebook and write it out. Start thinking about these things, not just in your head. Get it out of your head and on paper so that you can start working through it. That is my challenge to you. And so next week, I want to kind of continue to go down this path. We're going to talk about what it means to be spiritually willing. Like, yes, Lord, I'm ready. I'm here to serve, but emotionally exhausted. You want to do, you crave to do, but you're just like, I have so much going on that I'm just too tired. How do we align those? so that we are walking again in the purpose he has for us. So I am so excited that you came and shared a little bit of time with me. Please share this. If it's touching you or you think it will help somebody, please share it and leave a review if you haven't already. I am so excited about this season. I'm excited for what I feel he wants me for myself not only to look at and to work through, but to share with other people. And I don't know everybody, but you know somebody who we can reach out and touch and help, because that is what we are here to do. So challenge yourself, check out the show notes, and I will be back next week. And remember, you're not behind. You are just a work in progress, and we're going to do this together and join the community. And thank you for being here. Until next week, I love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Before we close, I want to leave you with this reminder. You don't have to rush what God is doing in you. Clarity comes with honesty, alignment, and obedience, not pressure. If today's episode resonated with you, don't rush past it. Sit with it, pray on it, journal through it if you need to, and then make sure to share it with someone else that it may be able to bless. And if you could leave me a review, that would not only help the show, but it also encourages me as I continue to walk and unblock my purpose. And sis, when you're ready to go deeper, I would love to walk with you. My one-on-one coaching is already available, so just let me know. All right, until next Monday, be gentle with yourself and remember, you are not behind. You're on track to unblock your purpose.